Manuel Valle was executed at Florida State Prison by injection of a controversial cocktail of lethal chemicals. He was convicted for the murder of police officer Luis Peña during a traffic stop in 1978. Mark Elliott is executive director of Floridians for Alternatives to the Death Penalty.
It's a coalition of individuals and groups around the state that our goal is to abolish the death penalty. And the momentum is on our side. And eventually the death penalty will go away. It won't go away on its own. It's going to take people pushing it, organizing, getting together, and using our democratic system to get the job done.
Elliott's biggest issues with the death penalty, however, are the possibility of error and the criteria for its use. It only takes a majority vote by a Florida jury to attach a death penalty to any case, unlike the unanimous vote needed for a guilty verdict. As for the chance of wrongful conviction, Elliott thinks the recent Troy Davis execution serves as the ultimate example.
We saw in the Troy Davis case that there can be severe doubts about someone's guilt, and as long as they're legally convicted, their appeals are run out, that's it. Innocence is secondary to being legally convicted. Being against the death penalty does not mean being soft on crime. It means being smart on crime. So we're not spending all this money, wasting all these resources to kill a few prisoners that are already locked up.
Members of the American Civil Liberties Union, the FADP, and concerned Tampa residents huddled inside of the church explaining why they were each against the death penalty. Joni Thomas, a volunteer with FADP, read aloud an open letter written by Davis shortly before his execution last Wednesday.
This movement to end the death penalty, to seek true justice, to expose a system that fails to protect the innocent, must be accelerated. There are so many more Troy Davises. This fight to end the death penalty is not won or lost through me, but through our strength to move forward and save every innocent person in captivity around the globe. We need to dismantle this unjust system city by city, state by state, and country by country. I can't wait to stand with you, no matter if that is in physical or spiritual form. I will one day be announcing, I am Troy Davis, and I am free.
With 400 people at the beginning of 2011, Florida has the second largest death row in the country. You can learn more about Floridians for Alternatives to the Death Penalty at fadp.org. For WMNF News, I'm Jean-Henry Telsey in Tampa.